I'm ready, Mr. J. Thanks for offering to drive me home. Yeah, we pretty much finished everything. The rest of the homework I'll just do when I get home, I guess. Kristen was getting tired, so... Do you think I can talk to you for a minute, Mr. J? Can we go somewhere more private? Okay, I really don't know how to say this. Okay, Mr. J, if I ever, like, couldn't go home for some reason, would I... maybe... could I stay here for a little bit? It's just that your house, it's like a second home to me, and actually, sometimes I feel like it's more home than anywhere else. I know it's small and there's not really a lot of room. I don't even know how it would work, but it wouldn't be for long. I'm in my senior year and I'll be leaving for college in 6 months. It's just that I don't think I can go back home. Well, my mom kind of hates me right now. Why? I don't know if I should tell you. It's really private and... okay, but if I tell you, you have to keep it just between us, okay? You can't tell Kristen or anyone. Okay. The thing is, my mom thinks that me and her boyfriend Steve have been doing stuff. Yeah, we did, but she's blaming it all on me, saying I was asking for it or something. Like, he's been coming on to me whenever she's not home. And the other day, she came home and he was in my room and she just got this really weird vibe. And then that night, I heard them arguing all night. She's hardly talked to me in 3 days. Steve, well, he stopped talking to me for a while, but that didn't last long. Well, like, last night he came into my room and he woke me up. I'm sorry, it's hard to talk about. He tried to do stuff again. I don't know why I listened to him, but I did. Before last night, we just fooled around a little. I mean, he would touch me, and sometimes I'd touch him. But last night, he said that if I was going to be his good girl, then I'd have to get down on my knees. So I did. I'm sorry, I don't want to make you uncomfortable, Mr. J. I really need to talk to somebody about this. Thank you. Okay. Then what happened? Well, then Steve sat on the edge of my bed and I got on the floor and I did what he asked. At one point, he told me to lay back onto the floor, and he kind of got on top of me and just, well, he finished on me. He was just moaning and saying, I'm his good little girl and his little cocksucker. And then he came all over me. And, well, that's when the lights turned on, and my mom was standing there, and she started screaming, and I left. I grabbed my clothes, and I hid outside until the bus came in the morning. School ended, and then I came straight here. So, like, I really don't want to go home. I don't know what to do. Yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, no, that feels great. Thank you. I love it. Ugh, it feels so much better when you rub my back like that. Do you think you could just maybe hold me just for a minute? Oh, thank you. Really? Really, Mr. J? You'd let me stay here for a couple of days? Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God. You have no idea what a relief that is for me. I feel so calm for the first time in days. I'm so glad I got that off my chest. Yeah, thank you. Do you think I could just sit here with you like this for a minute? I feel kind of bad. I can't help but think that all of this is kind of my fault. I have this guilty feeling. I mean, I didn't stop him in the beginning. It was just touching, and I don't know, maybe I liked it or something. Maybe I wanted him to touch me. No, I know he's a little older than I am, and he knew what he was doing, but I wish I didn't let it go so far. It's nice, though, having you hold me like this. Kristen is so lucky to have such a good dad like you, Mr. J. I don't know. I don't even know how it got as far as it did, honestly. One night, I guess we crossed the line. We would always flirt, and it was innocent. But that night, we were watching a movie on the couch, and we sat kind of close to each other. I didn't really think anything of it. Mom and Steve have been dating forever, and he's kind of like my stepdad, so I was like, I guess it's okay to cuddle a little, right? And he didn't mind. So he just held me, and we sat there snuggling. I mean, that's okay, right? I meant, you and I are snuggling right now, aren't we? I'm not doing anything wrong, am I, Mr. J? Letting you hold me like this? Okay. And then what happened? Well, he started to rub my shoulders, and we got really comfortable with each other. It was like getting a massage and being nice and relaxed, and I was enjoying it. And then he said that he could get a better angle if I sat on his lap, which I guess it made sense to me, and so I did. You know, I never really had a dad growing up, Mr. J, and I know I'm a little old, but I thought it would be nice. It doesn't mean anything, right? Look, let me show you. I was sitting like this, and can I just show you like this? Yeah. And his hands were here on my shoulders like that. Is that okay? I want to know that it's okay, that I didn't do anything wrong, that I'm a good girl. Thank you. I'm so grateful to have you here with me, Mr. J. This is really all I wanted, was to be loved and held and cared for. You believe me, don't you? No, don't move. Can we just stay like this for a little longer? It's really helping me a lot. And I want to tell you the rest. I want you to understand what happened. Okay. Thank you. So then Steve's hands started to move, and explore past my shoulders, and he caressed my sides, and he began brushing them against the sides of my breasts. I thought maybe it was unintentional at first, and I didn't want to be rude or offend him, so I let it go on, but I can't stop thinking how a part of me was hoping that he'd keep going. No, that's a lie. I know I wanted him to keep going. I wanted his hands all over me, and I let it happen. He started rubbing my boobs through my shirt. I wasn't wearing a bra, and I let him pull my shirt up, and I even leaned back against his body like this, just like I'm leaning against chairs. And after that, he started to rub my belly, and his hand went lower and lower. He stopped, and then he said, "Do you want me to pull your panties down, baby girl?" And I said yes. And he made me say, "Please." He wanted to hear me beg for it. To say, "Please pull my panties down, Daddy." And I did. He slid them around my ankles, and I leaned back against him on his lap. And he started to rub me down there. He made me ask him to keep going. He made me say, "Please rub me. Rub my pussy, Daddy," I said. Eventually, I wanted to come, so I would have said anything he wanted. And he said that I was a bad girl for teasing him like I did, for sitting on his lap in my skimpy little outfit. And he made me say it. He made me say that I did it all on purpose, and that I wanted him for a long time, and that I would watch his cock when he walked around the house. I didn't really know whether that was true or not. Maybe it was. It probably was. And I could feel how hard he was pressing into me. He said that little girls shouldn't tease their daddy like that unless they want something. And then he said, "Do you want to come, baby?" And I couldn't help it. I did. I wanted to come. "Please make me come, Daddy," I said. But he wanted me to tell me that I was bad and tell him that I was a whore. And I did. "I'm bad, Daddy. I'm a whore. I'm your whore. Yes, I'll do whatever you say." So he took out his cock and said I had to touch it. And I did. I wanted to. I rubbed it. I rubbed his cock. "Is that bad, Mr. J? Is it bad for little girls to touch their daddy's cocks? Can I touch your cock, Mr. J? Maybe if I touch it, you can tell me if I was bad or not." I unzipped his pants. Like this. Yeah, just like that. He was really hard. Oh, God, your cock is hard. And I wrapped my hand around his shaft like this. And I squeezed it. Like this. "Is this bad, Daddy?" Then I started stroking him up and down. Slowly. In my tight, tiny little hand. Like this. And he was moaning. Just like you're moaning, Mr. J. "So, am I a bad girl, Mr. J? Is it bad that I stroked his cock like this? And I kissed his neck like this?" I stroked him and he made me tell him things. And I told him how in math class I was sitting next to a boy and how I took his dick out under the desk and I jerked him off in the back of class. Just like this, Daddy. I jerked him off just like this. I wanted to come so bad. I told him anything he wanted. I just sat on his lap while he kept rubbing my pussy. He whispered into my ear all sorts of dirty things while I jerked him off. "That's right," he said. "Jerk me off like a good little girl. Jerk it. Jerk it, you little bitch." And I started to stroke him faster and to jerk him off and pump his dick up and down like this. "Is this bad? Do you think I'm bad yet, Mr. J?" And I licked his neck. And pumped his cock like he told me to. "Fuck it, little girl, fuck it with your hand," he said. "That's a good little fucking whore. Am I, Mr. J? Am I a good little fucking whore for you? Is this what you want? For me to be your little bitch? Just like I was for him? You like making me stroke your cock? Touch your thick, hard dick like this? Will you come for me? Maybe then I'll know if I'm bad. Maybe that'll answer my question. Or maybe you'll just find out what a slut I really am. What a slut my daddy made me. And why I can't go home anymore and I have to stay here with you. Stay here with you and jerk you off whenever you want. Yeah, is this what you like? Making me dirty? Just like he did. You like this? Taking me, sweet little girl, your daughter's innocent little friend, and making me a whore for you while I jerk you off? It's okay, Mr. J. I know you can't help it. I could feel your hard cock as soon as I started talking. As soon as I sat on your lap and told you how my daddy touched me and how much I liked it. I know you loved it when I told you that, didn't you? You wanted to do those things to me too, to make me yours. But you're not like him, are you? You'll take care of me, won't you, Mr. J? And I won't have to share you with Mommy. You want to come for me and make me dirty? Make me your dirty girl? Mr. J, if I make you come, will you be my daddy? Will you come on my face like he did? Call me a whore and bust all over my face. Then will you be my daddy? Mr. J. Please. Will you take care of me? Be my daddy. I'll be good to you. Can I be good to you? I'll suck your dick, Daddy. Yes. Can I suck it for you? I didn't tell you the whole truth before, Mr. J, but he made me do that a lot. To suck him in the car, in the bedroom. One day after my mom left for work, he let me suck his dick under the kitchen table. He made me suck his cock until I loved it. Until I would beg him for it. Yes, Daddy. I'll show you. I'll show you how I suck my daddy's dick. How I beg for it. I'll beg you for it if you'll be my daddy. Can I be your cocksucker? Can I suck your dick, Daddy, please? Will you make me dirty like he did and make me your little girl? Your little slutty cocksucker. Make me suck you off until you come. Come in my dirty little mouth. Yeah. You're gonna come in your little girl's mouth? Oh, Daddy. Yeah. Yeah. You can come in my little mouth. Yes, Daddy. Yes. I like how your cock feels in my mouth. This is what you like? Little girls sucking your cock? Yes, Daddy. Yes. I'm such a whore. Yes. I'm your cocksucker. Yeah. Yes, Daddy. I want your cock in my throat. I want you to come in my throat, down my throat, Daddy. I'll choke on it like a good little girl. Yes. Yeah, yes, Daddy. Oh, give me your big load of cum right in my throat. You can let it all go. Just pump it into my mouth like a good little girl. Yes, come for me. Come for me, Daddy. Come in my mouth. Now, please, now. That was a lot of cum, Daddy. Oh, God. Yes. Yes, I swallowed it. I swallowed all of your cum. Yes. Thank you, Daddy. I am a good girl. I knew it. I knew I was a good girl.